This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
5 days, 22 hours, 55 minutes, and 55 seconds until training camp opens.
Oh.
The gentleman on hold right now, waiting on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, is wondering, what the heck is that song all about? Jake Trotter joins us. He's covering the Browns for ESPN, new on the beat. Jake, that is the Cleveland Browns unofficial fight song. There you go.
I like that. That might be my new ringtone.
There you go. That'd be perfect
for you.
You
want us to play a little more for you? It was from the quarterback club.
Yeah, I'll listen to some more.
Here you go. Hit it. So there you go.
So now you know.
I think we might be hearing that a lot this fall.
Yeah, when you hear that, that's the Browns' unofficial fight song.
They should play that after every touchdown.
I think so. It's like a college marching band.
Yeah, exactly. Like super loud, too, like the Indians play the Mario Brothers.
Hey, welcome to the beat. We know you've been working on it, and you're good to go. Your impressions so far on the Cleveland Browns and what might become of this season?
Well, obviously, it's an exciting time to be in Cleveland. So I think I'm hopping on the bandwagon at the right time. It's interesting, having not been here very long. In fact, moving day is today and this weekend for me. But, I was here a few days earlier and then up here for minicamp. And just the amount of excitement for this team is off the charts. And yet, it's combined with a little bit of, a cautious fatalistic attitude almost. Like, Browns fans have been, gone through so many, rough seasons and bad luck that I think some in the back of their minds are waiting for this to go wrong. But, I'm not from Cleveland, and all I saw Baker Mayfield do in college was win games in dramatic fashion. Nick Chubb was an outstanding running back who – played for a national championship. I mean, I go down the list of a lot of guys on this team who had a lot of success beforehand. So I don't know that, and I don't know that a lot of Cleveland fans would agree with me, but I don't know that anything from the past has anything to do with this team. And this team on paper is a playoff team and a team that is capable of winning the division. And, I don't know that they are, quote unquote, a Super Bowl contender yet, but that's the trajectory right now. So I think that, if you're a Browns fan, there's a lot to like about this team going into this season, and not just this season, guys, but the next 3, 4, or 5 years.
Jake, there's been a lot of talk, especially because of the ESPN story with Baker Mayfield over the last couple of days here, that it's just like, I look at the Hugh Jackson situation, and then you wonder what's going on in his mind sometimes, and the motivation that drives him, and a lot of times, from our perspective over the last year, it's been outside sources that give him this unbelievable motivation. Just can you dig into that a little bit more and give us a little bit more perspective, knowing him a little bit better than we do?
Yeah, he's very unique that way. He is always looking for people to give him motivation. And he's unlike a lot of athletes that in the sense that he makes it public. Like, he doesn't keep that to himself. So, if you're on his list, you probably know about it. And that's not a new development. This is not like something he, came up with when he got to the pros. And it's not something that's fake either. It's not like he's like fake motivation. I mean, this is stuff that really drives him. And it goes back to, I think when he was, before he even got to high school, he was like, 5'5", maybe 130 pounds when he was a freshman in high school. And nobody gave him a shot to be the starting quarterback at Lake Travis. I mean, I don't even know that people gave him a shot to be a quarterback at that point. And, from then up until now, there's just slights that have happened to him that maybe others, would shrug off, and he bottles that up. And I think it's part of what, has made him great. I go back to, the very first game that I covered when I was on the Big 12 beat for ESPN was SMU Texas Tech, and you're hearing about this walk-on true freshman out of Austin who was tearing it up, and like I'd never heard of him before. And he was a good player that first year at Tech. But I remember interviewing him after he decided to leave, and he's telling me he's going to OU. And I couldn't figure out why, because Oklahoma just had Trevor Knight beat Alabama in the Sugar Bowl, and he just always had this unbelievable self-confidence that I think when you combine that with, you know, his ability to be motivated at all times and using people to get there, I mean, just a really unique athlete in that sense. And I think that article did a great job of fleshing a lot of that out, a lot of what I've seen, you know, having covered him all the way back to, you know, when he was a freshman in Lubbock.
Jake Trotter's joining us. He'll be covering the Browns for ESPN. With that in mind, you also covered our wide receivers when they were at LSU. How do you think those three guys are going to work together? Because, man, it looks like there could be something unbelievably special not too far away, Jake.
Yeah, I don't know why people are questioning their fit. Like, I think they are the perfect complement for one another. I mean, Jarvis, underneath, terrific possession receiver. I mean, he's had a million receptions his first 5 years in the league. And then Odell, a guy who can stretch the field, a big play receiver that's going to command the attention of defenses. So, like, I don't understand why anybody would question that fit. I think it's going to be perfect. And that's what it was at LSU. You know, I remember covering the season opener of their final season together. They played TCU, and Gary Patterson is maybe the best defensive backs coach I've ever covered. You know, just a tremendous defensive guy. And I was even texting about him about this with him, you know, a few months ago after Odell got traded, and you just couldn't. There was nothing you could do to stop those guys. In that game, they both tore TCU up. Even though, you know, TCU had guys like Jason, you know, Verrett, who you know, was I think like a late first, early second round pick at corner. So I think with Baker and those two guys, I mean, like, I don't know what else you want. That to me seems like what everybody is striving to achieve here in the NFL, getting that kind of personnel together.
Jake, just your thoughts on the Browns' offensive line, because I think when, you know, we look at the offense, we're like, wow, I can't believe the depth you have at wide receiver. There's depth in the running back position. You've got to feel good about the tight ends. It's the offensive line, I think, that people are looking at this year going, all right, you've got everything you need. Are they going to be able to protect those guys and give Baker Mayfield the time to throw?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the big question mark offensively. I mean, I don't know where, if you're looking for a weakness, I don't know where else you would find it on that side of the ball. You know, right guard is a big question mark. Obviously, I think the tackle positions, we're going to have to wait and see how that goes. That is, you know, they traded some talent there to get better on the defensive line. And, you know, they're going to need some guys step up, you know, whether that's, you know, Cush or Austin Corbett, you know, whoever. And then obviously they're going to need their tackles to play well too. So, yeah, I mean, if you're looking for something that could undo this team, that would be a place to start. And I think that we're going to be looking at that offensive line and seeing how it gels during training camp.
Jake Trotter joining us. He'll be covering the Browns for ESPN. You can follow him on Twitter at @Jake_Trotter, just the way you would think it's spelled, JAKE_TROTTER. You have Freddie Kitchens, first-year head coach. Is Freddie up to coaching all of this talent on offense? Do you think that's a concern, Jake, or should we bank more on what we saw last year and how impressive he was as the offensive coordinator?
Well, I mean, I don't think it was a coincidence that all of a sudden the offense, you know, made it a 180-degree turn, you know, after the coaching transition. And I like a lot of what he did, tailoring the offense to Baker's strengths. You saw a lot more empty sets. You know, Freddie is really good at, you know, whether it's 13 or 31 personnel, you know, multiple tight ends, multiple running backs, which I think plays well to the personnel of this team because they've got a lot of different skill guys that you want to utilize. So I think that, you know, from an X's and O's standpoint, I mean, all we have to go off is last year, and last year is pretty good. You know, I think that the bigger question is, with so many big personalities in this locker room, like, how is Freddie, a first-time head coach at any level, going to deal with all of that? And, you know, and just talking to some of the people in Freddie's past, whether it's Alabama, you know, LSU, North Texas, you know, Arizona, so on and so forth, the things that they say that would lead you to believe that Freddie is the right guy for this situation is that he doesn't have much of an ego at all. He is very low key, and he pretty straightforward. You know, he's just going to tell you like it is. And I think that kind of stuff will play well with the likes of Baker Mayfield and Odell. And I mean, I don't think Freddie Kitchens is the head coach if Baker had some kind of objection, right? I think we all can agree on that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Odell already talked about, you know, developing a connection with Freddie, you know, just both of them being from the South up in Cleveland, you know, talking about, you know, Southern food or whatever it is that they connected with. So, you know, Freddie's accent plays well with guys from the South. So I think that just his personality, I think has a chance to really mesh well with this team in a way that, you know, people, you know, might not anticipate because they just don't know anything about Freddie Kitchens. So I understand the skepticism. I mean, you know, we had our ESPN Future Power Rankings, and the Browns, I think, were ninth. They would have been, like, fourth or third if the metric had given Freddie a little bit more credit. I mean, listen, we got to wait and see how it all comes together, and there's going to be adversity, and, you know, this is football. That's going to happen. We have to see how, you know, he responds along with the stars on this team. But, you know, I go back to the first day of minicamp, and Duke Johnson comes out and asks for a trade. You know, there's a lot of drama there, especially after Baker said what he did. But then, you know, you look out on the field, and Freddie's got his arm around you. I mean, that was his position coach last year, and Freddie wasn't about to let him feel ostracized in any way. So I just think all of that is going to play well with this team. So I actually am pretty optimistic about the fit with Freddie Kitchens and, you know, guys like Baker Mayfield and Odell and Jarvis Landry and everybody.
Jake, we look forward to your work on ESPN covering the Cleveland Browns. He's Jake Trotter. And again, you can follow him on Twitter at @Jake_Trotter.
Jake, we'll see you at training camp. Stop by the booth.
Okay. Sounds good, guys. We'll do.
Appreciate it, Jake.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.